It is the week of tsunami preparedness in Alaska. Tomorrow morning, a tsunami warning test message will broadcast over radios and TVs in at-risk communities across the state. The drill takes place once a year, and as KCAW's Emily Russell reports, one village in Southeast has not forgotten the importance of being ready when disaster strikes.
Marvin Kadake remembers March 27th, 1964, like it was yesterday.
I tell you, it was something. When you look at up the town here, you could see all the light poles shaking just like they were rubber.
A 9.2 magnitude earthquake shook the state that day. Kadake was in Cake, a small coastal village about 40 miles east of Sitka.
It was a flat, calm day like today, and you could actually see the tide going out.
This is music from a video about how to survive an earthquake and tsunami. It was produced by the Southern California Earthquake Center, hence the tropical feel to it. An animated beach scene starts to shake, and text on the screen says to drop, cover, and hold on. Marvin Kadake was in his car when the 1964 earthquake hit.
We couldn't even get out of the vehicle. It was shaking so much. And the people that are out on the dock, they were just holding on to the railings.
If you're at or near sea level when an earthquake hits, there's risk a tsunami will follow. That's because the tectonic plates that shifted and caused the quake are probably below the ocean floor. So that shift pushes a wall of water up, causing a tidal wave. The video says to get to higher ground or go farther inland. But that's not what happened in Cake in 1964.
As the tide is receding, some of the young guys were just hollering, screaming, running, following the tide, going out, you know.
That was an eye-opening experience for him, Kadake says.
They survived, but they'll never do it again, I tell you. But this is some experience there, just to see, go through all that motions.
The 1964 earthquake, which devastated much of south-central Alaska, was also a wake-up call for Cake. Some of those light poles, Kadake says, were shaking like rubber. They toppled over, and a section of the road crumbled away. After that, the city moved the health clinic and fire hall to higher ground. That's also where the senior center and the high school are. Kadake has been with the volunteer fire department for more than 60 years. The department now has a plan in place to make sure everyone is accounted for. He says the first time they did a head count drill at the school, it didn't exactly go so well.
Nobody knew about it, the teachers, and nobody knew who we hid away, and so they had a head count. You know what? They didn't even know who was missing.
The National Weather Service broadcasts tsunami warnings across Alaska at least once a year. That's when the community of Cake runs their own drills. They make sure the clinic is stocked and all the school kids are accounted for. They also have tsunami sirens that blare across town.
It's just a big issue here in Cake that we take this drill very serious.
Like a lot of communities in Alaska, Cake wasn't prepared for an earthquake like the one that hit in 1964. Now, Kadake says they'll be ready. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Russell.